More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Caudet. BoiseDev.com has become known for reporting about all things development in Boise and the Treasure Valley and beyond, from new business to construction projects to changes in building codes as well as zoning laws. And this year, they did a survey to find out what their readers wanted to know more about, and a large majority said food and restaurant news was a priority. And indeed, stories about the In-N-Out craze or restaurant moves and shakeups have been hot topics on their website. So they've launched a new weekly newsletter called Boise Dev Eats, featuring local food news. So joining us today to talk more about this is Don Day, the founder and editor of BoiseDev.com, and managing partner Kara Jackson. Welcome, both of you.
Hi there.
Thanks.
So, Don, I have to say, when I heard the news about this, I was very excited. So why a food newsletter?
Yeah, I'll actually let Kara talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
But it's probably worth mentioning that Kara and I are married, and she co-founded Boise Dev with me very quietly back in 2018. And we saw some opportunity to do some new things, and she's now joined the business full time, and she can tell you a little bit about what we're doing with Boise Dev Eats.
Yeah. So Kara, talk about this, because
yeah.
I was out of town when Don put this out there that you were doing this, and I was so excited. And so I am assuming I am not the only person who has been wanting something like this.
Yeah. And that's so great to hear. I mean, this idea really came from probably 10 plus years of brainstorming that I've had around food content. And, you know, obviously helping with Boise Dev quietly on the side and until a few months ago. I've long been passionate about telling the whole story of food. I grew up on a small farm. Prior to joining Boise Dev full-time, I worked in agriculture marketing. So I've been able to see everything all the way from, you know, how food is planted in the ground to, you know, prepared in kitchens. And I've always been passionate about that. And then when we've seen how popular our food content is, and also noticed that there really was this really big gap in the market, it just felt like the perfect, you know, product to provide local readers.
Well, and you know, I know both of you are native, you know, to the Treasure Valley. I've been here for 20 plus years. And it used to be that when a new restaurant opened, I mean, you know, everybody knew about it, right? And you could count kind of all the restaurants in town. Kara, I cannot keep up with the amount of restaurants and bars that are opening or changing hands. So is that part of it too, is, you know, letting readers know, not just about, you know, things like In-N-Out, but really even these local restaurants and bars that are coming on the scene, and letting people know about them?
Yeah, that's part of the goal, is to kind of be about all things food in the Treasure Valley, and really to be that quick newsletter you can read each week to know about restaurant happenings, you know, what restaurants are coming in, if there's a new special menu at a place, all of that. There's so much happening right now in the food scene that we really want to try to consolidate all of that and make it a quick and easy read for people to know, because there's a lot of new exciting restaurants, bars, and wineries popping up here in town, which is really exciting.
It's super exciting, but you can't keep track of it. So I appreciate this.
She can.
Well, good. I'm glad.
It's my job.
So yeah, exactly. So Don, talk to us about the popularity of your food stories. I mean, zoning codes affect people, frankly, a lot more. However, I think we're all much more interested in, you know, places to eat, but also these interests about food and local eateries. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that restaurant content has always been foundational to development, and some of the most interesting. And I used to joke back when Twitter was popular that the question I get asked most often in the street is, when is Boise going to get an In-N-Out? Followed by, when is Boise going to get an IKEA? And so fortunately, those questions have been cut in half. And those In-N-Out stories have been crazy popular. Is it the most earth-shattering thing we do? No. I think the work that Margaret does with homelessness and Sydney does and Meridian and Aaron does and Nampa are really important. But we also try and listen to our readers and give them a bit of what they want, along with some of the stories that they need. And we've seen over time that this food content has always performed well. And there we always look for gaps in the market here. And Kara and I are always talking about like what isn't being covered well that's interesting. There is certainly other food coverage out there, but the idea here to bring it all together in one kind of 5-minute read once a week, I think is really powerful. We've seen really good early success. And for people who get Gretchen's morning Boise Dev AM newsletter, this is a lot like this. Instead of daily, though, it's weekly. But it has that same kind of tempo and feel where you spend 5 minutes with it and you feel like Kara has given you a lot of information that you can, maybe have a conversation at the water cooler or figure out where to check out. And it's more than just restaurants, it's, food brands and what's in season and some of those things that I think are really interesting to put together in one package.
And Kara, do you think this is a good guide maybe for someone who just frankly does not have the time to go and check out the local food scene? And as Don said, not just restaurants, but I mean it's agriculture. It's I mean I know you have things about cheese making on there as well. And it's so is it kind of a one-stop shop, should I say?
Yeah, that's the goal, is to be a one-stop shop about all things food in the Treasure Valley. So, every month we're going to be putting out a guide. This month it was a patio guide, and that's meant to be a great resource for people because there's a lot of patios in town, but which ones do you check out, right? But then we're going to do things, what's in season. Right now, cherries are in season. So a great family activity is to go to a U-Pick orchard, either in Emmett or Sunny Slope. So we're really trying to package all of this up together to give people, ideas on what they can do, places they can check out, and, maybe a local cheese brand to pick up when they're at the grocery store.
Kara, how excited are you to have something like this coming to fruition?
I am so excited. This is kind of like a combination of so many different ideas I've had over the years, and it really is a passion of mine. I love food. I've gotten to see it in so many different ways. So to get to bring that to people's inboxes every week is really exciting and a dream come true.
And Gemma, the
So
fun
Don,
thing is, Kara and I
yeah,
talked
go
about this idea literally on our very first date before Boise Dev
ahead.
even existed. So this isn't something that just popped up. It's something we've wanted to do for a long time. And it's been fun to see kind of our two individual passions come together in this fun way.
See, I love that so much. So, Don, I only have about 30 seconds left. I know you said that folks, if they already get the AM newsletter, they will get this. But if they don't have that, how can folks sign up for the newsletter?
Yeah, it's actually easy. You can go to boisedeveats.com and there's a form at the top of the page. Pop in your email and you'll get Kara's latest edition this Thursday.
Well, I have to say, I think I'm one of the most excited people about this endeavor. So, thank you. I appreciate this very, very much. But best of
You are
luck to you
so
guys on this.
welcome.
We've been
Yeah,
talking with
thank
Don.
you.
Don, absolutely. We've been talking with Don Day, the founder and editor of BoiseDev.com, and managing partner Kara Jackson about their new weekly newsletter. It's called Boise Dev Eats. We will, of course, put links on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.